This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran says it has broken a stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear accord. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The state-run IRNA news agency quoted Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as making the stockpile announcement. The deal had limited Iran to 300 kilograms of uranium enriched to 3.67%. This represents the first time Iran has broken one of the limits set by the 2015 pact with world powers. The announcement comes as tensions remain high between Iran and the U.S. In recent weeks, the wider Persian Gulf has seen Iran shoot down a U.S. military surveillance drone, mysterious attacks on oil tankers, and Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen launch drones into Saudi Arabia. I'm Charles Ledesma.
UN spokesman Stéphane Dujarric says the Secretary General is urging Tehran to uphold the terms of the 2015 nuclear agreement titled the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action.
He encourages the Islamic Republic of Iran to continue implementing all its nuclear-related commitments under the JCPOA as the participants continue to seek ways to overcome the considerable challenges the country faces.
Asked if he had any message for Iran, President Trump said no, but then added this.
No message to Iran. They know what they're doing. They know what they're playing with. And I think they're playing with fire.
A group of five heavily armed men Monday carried out a powerful vehicle bomb and gun attack in the Afghan capital of Kabul, killing at least one person and wounding dozens of others. Officials said the ensuing clashes lasted about 9 hours before Afghan security forces killed all the assailants. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility for plotting the suicide raid, which came as Taliban and United States are engaged in a fresh round of talks in Qatar. Those talks are aimed at finding a political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. The International Labor Organization reports rising temperatures and increasing heat stress at work will lead to the loss of 80 million full-time jobs and to global economic losses of $2.4 trillion in 2030. Lisa Schlein reports.
The report says people who work outdoors, mainly in the agricultural and construction sectors, will be most affected by rising temperatures. The chief of the ILO's research department and a main author of the report, Catherine Saget, says Southern Asia and Western Africa are the most seriously affected regions.
Heat stress is concentrated in countries, in regions with a large share of informal employment, extended working poverty, and limited social security coverage.
The ILO urges governments to enact policies to address heat stress risks and protect workers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
As major demonstrations rocked Hong Kong on the 22nd anniversary of its reunification with China, AP correspondent Ken Moritsugu reports the fate of embattled city executive Carrie Lam is still uncertain.
The leader of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam, has apologized a couple of times. She gave an address today that was conciliatory, admitted that mistakes have been made and she needs to listen better to the people. But obviously this is not going far enough for the protesters. They're demanding that she resign. And so where exactly this goes next, we'll just have to wait and see.
Lam's critics say she is too closely tied to the Beijing government on the mainland. The Salvadoran migrant and his toddler daughter, who drowned in a desperate effort to cross into the United States, were buried Monday in San Salvador. A photograph of Oscar Martinez and 23-month-old Valeria laying face down in the Rio Grande River was shared countless times last week, bringing attention to the plight of those who would enter the United States to seek a better life. El Salvador President Nayib Bukele said Martinez and his family felt they had no choice but to flee the poverty and violence they faced at home in El Salvador. Critics blame the tragedy in part on Trump administration policies that have kept migrants from crossing the border to ask for asylum and forcing them to wait in Mexico. The German captain of a migrant rescue ship made her first court appearance in Italy Monday, defying police orders and causing a collision Saturday while trying to dock illegally on the island of Lampedusa. Carola Racata had 40 rescued Libyan migrants aboard her boat, the Sea Watch, when she collided with the police boat. The migrants had been waiting more than 2 weeks in international waters for a European port to allow them to come ashore and seek asylum. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
O-A. VOA1. VOA1. The best music now.